Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is growth of the family. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah, and I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad, is his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings and mercy upon him, his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوهُ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And have taqwa of Allah, and know that you will meet him, and give glad tidings to the believers. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. Allah the Almighty says, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَنِينَ وَحَفَدَهَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has made for you from yourselves mates, and has made for you from your mates children and grandchildren. So brothers and sisters, the offspring that we have, be they children or grandchildren, and the growth of the family is an aspect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity, and the means of us having a lineage and a family that extends beyond ourselves is indeed a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he bestows upon us. And so from the adab, from the correct propriety with blessings, is that we should value this, we should cherish this, and we should make this something by which we hope to honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to serve his deen. And it is for this reason that we find that the anbiya wa rusul, the prophets and the messengers, this is something that is part of their way to honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through their offspring. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and certainly did we send messengers before you, and we made for them wives and offspring. So this is the general way of the prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam. Although there may be the odd exception, this is the general way of the prophets. And this is the way of something we're tasked to emulate. And this is also why we find many of the prophets, and we're going to specifically speak about the story of Zakariya, alayhi salatu wasalam, would ask for offspring and righteous offspring. For example, Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam said in the Quran, he said, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah innaka sami'ud du'a. Oh my Lord, grant me from yourself a good offspring. Indeed, you are the hearer of the supplication. And so that which is asked for by the prophets is something we should ask for. We should ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good offspring. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us for this with regards to our marriages. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَزَوَّجُوا الْوُدُودَ الْوَلُودِ فَإِنِّي مُكَاثِرٌ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمِ. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, marry loving and fertile, and women who can have children. For he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, for I shall outnumber through you the other nations. And so in this implicit advice from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam is that there is blessings in children, and there is blessings in having righteous children especially. And there's an indication in the blessings of the great reward that comes when we have righteous children with intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is something that we should strive for with regards to what Allah ordains for us, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَابْتَغُوا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, and seek what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for you. So if we understand this, then we understand that when people are fearful of having children, and in a very alien nature to Muslims, even sometimes thinking that it's not good to have children, then this is not from the way of our tradition. This is not from the way of our tradition religiously, and it is not from the way of our tradition culturally and ethically. And so we find that the leadership of the Muslims has always encouraged the believers to look forward to societies where we have righteous children, and we want children to be there in our lives, and children bring about happiness in the lives of their parents and elders. And the fact that someone is scared for provision because they think children are coming, then it's as if they're not considering the words of Allah, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ, that we will provide for them and for you. And so what we believe is that no newborn, no child comes into this world except that with them comes the risk that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for them. And how many a family is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to their children? And this is something that is not known except through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when a person fears the burden of upbringing and the commitments, they should recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's ultimately in charge of the affair. And not only do children bring blessings in this life, but they bring blessings and elevated status in the next life in paradise. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَتُرْفَعُ دَرَجَتُهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ فَيُقُولُ أَنَّا هَذَا فَيُقَالُ بِاسْتِغْفَارِ وَلَدِكَ لَكَ, that a man's rank or a person's rank will be raised in paradise. And he will ask, how did I get here? How did my rank be so high? And then it will be said to him, by your child's prayers for your forgiveness. And that's why from the forms of sadaqatun jariyah, continuous charity, is that a righteous child continues to perform goodly deeds and seek supplications and makes dua for us. And this is from the enduring goodness that we can have in this world. And so, brothers and sisters, this is something to strive for. This is something to look at as a positive, to never look at children as a burden. And also a word here for the people who may be struggling, who want to have children, and for whatever reasons they may find it difficult to have children, then that this indication of the blessings of children includes not only the children of lineage in terms of a physical sense, but also ma'anan, in terms of children that we can look after, children that we can take responsibility for, children who ultimately we are supportive of. And there are many children, subhanAllah, in this world who otherwise don't. There are children who are orphans. There are children who may not have role models in their lives. And if we can be in addition to being parents for our children, but also be spiritual parents for these children, then these children also become means of goodness for us in this world and the next. So brothers and sisters, our relationship with the young is a relationship that should be characterized by rahmah, by mercy, and a relationship that wants the best for them and never looks at them as a burden, never looks at them as a problem, but sees them as a means, like all means, to acquire the rida, the contentment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that our children are given to us as an amana, a trust for us to fulfill. And never should we look at this as something that is difficult for us, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't place a trust upon us except that He provides the means for it to be fulfilled and the means by which it becomes a blessing. So with this, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He blesses our marriages, that He gives us pious children, righteous sons and daughters who will be means of sadaqatun jariyah, continuous charity for us, and continue to make supplication for us. I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi